this new record, you've actually spent a lot more time with it, it seems, than some of the ones in the past. You were saying that you'd actually listened to it a lot more. But you've had the occasion to, in essence, make three different versions of it, at least.
That's for sure, yeah.
Yeah, why did you decide to do that? I mean, why, for instance, I just heard that the American version is different from the UK version.
Yeah.
Why did you decide to do that?
No, it's not that different. It's just a better cut, you know. Uh-huh. It means... Well, it's a long story, because we did the LP, and to me it was okay, you know. Then the record company, Action Records, got hold of it, then they fucked about with it. Then EMI wanted to sign us, so they even fucked about with it more. And Mute were involved in EMI, so they, and it's like... The only reason I tried to go major was for worldwide release, you know. That's the only fucking reason. So that all fell through. So there's three versions then, which still wasn't right though. I mean, it's pointless releasing it. So we had to go back to Action and get them to release it. So.
Right. So the version that got leaked to the net, that was known as Country on the Click.
Right.
Which version was that?
I have a feeling it's a cross between the first one and the AMI one.
Yeah.
Well, I mean, I'll find the bastard who did that. I mean, I have a pretty good idea who did it. Yeah,
you know. Who did it?
In Australia, New Zealand, or something like that.
You think? That pissed you off?
Not really, because it's vindicated, because I spent a bit more time and my own money on it, and it sounds like, you know, sounds much better now. So.
Right. What pissed you off more then, do you think? Because was it that it was leaked, or that it wasn't finished?
I don't know, that people had took it away and tampered with it.
I
couldn't believe they had the nerve to do that. I mean, nobody does that. I mean, everybody knows me, you know.
Yeah, that was bad.
It's a bit of a kick up the ass.
I mean, I've heard it. I heard the Country on the Click version.
Have you?
Yeah.
What do you think?
I think that the UK album is a lot better.
Of course it is, yeah.
It's a lot better.
It's a big difference.
It's a lot more... it's more present. It also is a little less muffled.
Yeah. There's not strangers going over it, you know.
Yeah. At the time, I guess what I heard was when I talked to your bass player at the October show.
Yeah.
The Knitting Factory, and he said that you were a little upset because of that you wanted to take some of the electronics out or the computer stuff out.
Yeah.
Why was that there? I mean, did that? Would you?
Well, that was done after I thought it was finished.
Okay,
so. But Thing's okay. Like, I mean, Thing virtually produced that. I mean, he's not with us on this tour,
right.
But he put a lot of sweat into getting it right. I mean, I'm not against computers. It's just what, as I said to him, it's like, I don't like, you know, ex-hippies trying to pretend they can do dance music. It's ridiculous. You know?
Right. That leads me to another question, which is about dance music and electronics and how I kind of view the fall. You've always had, or at least, I guess, well, pretty much since the 80s, you've had some dance numbers.
Correct, yeah. I mean, I remember when we brought Hit the North out.
Yeah.
There was a big fanzine backlash in America.
Yeah.
You know, by the Black Flag guys and all that, saying the fall of gun disco and all that.
But you didn't feel that way. I mean, you didn't feel like...
I was just doing what I thought to be done at the time. Makes me laugh, because all the same people are now trying to do dance versions of it. We're working with rappers and all that.
Right.
There's a big upper middle class element in Britain. I don't know what it's like here. It's like trying to take over.
I don't know.
There's a big hip-hop underground in London right now. The streets and all those guys.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Of course,
yeah.
Dizzy. He blew up here. Dizzy.
Yeah, that's right. Dizzy Rascal.
The Garage. Rap Garage.
Which is funny, because the Garage thing, and Garage is a dance genre in the UK, I guess. But I always think of... I always think of the Fall as... Parts of the fall, at least, are a garage band, it seems to me. And a lot of the covers that you choose to do are quintessential nuggets of garage rock from the 60s. And that seems that that's one of the most consistent elements in the fall. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I do. But I mean, you've got to do that stuff. You just need to do it properly. Like, by adding something to it, you know?
Yeah, I mean, I haven't heard it yet, but I hear on the new tour that you're actually, like, you're covering a Move song, which is what I can hear the grass.
Yeah.
How do you decide which ones of those great sort of unheard gems that...
it's songs you like, but it's songs you think would fit, you know, could work out for the group, you know.
Yeah.
So, you
know. But have you had that song in mind for years?
So, on and off.
Did you just start listening to it again?
On and off. It's just that you listen to the new group and it fit with them.
It did.
I would have not tried that with the last lineup.
Right.
Because they would have gone, oh, that's the movie.
They wouldn't have liked the song.
Exactly. They would have said, oh, that's Electric Light Orchestra. You know what I mean? Like,
right. It's Jeff Lynne's band, right?
No. He wasn't in them.
He wasn't in the movie, though.
Yeah, right.
Do you consider yourself a record collector?
No.
You don't? But you have a large number of records that you listen to a lot.
Yeah.
When you're at home, do you sit around and listen to music much?
Yeah. But not when I'm working, if you know what I mean.
Okay, so you have... When you're working on a new record, then you try to cut off...
Yeah, watch television, read...
Yeah. Do you ever take holiday? When you don't think about music at all?
Not for a while, no.
Why? You just like it?
What? I don't know. We tour a lot, you know. I've been the last year or two. I've just been trying to get the group fit, you know. I want the group to be slim like that. The last year's American tour was good because it grounded everybody. It was good, you know.
It was good.
I thought so.
Yeah.
It's like 6 weeks. I mean, I don't think it did. I've done about one interview in 6 weeks. At the time you think, oh, that's bad, and you think at the time I've got a deal, really, but it was worth it, I thought.
So, if you had as much money as you ever wanted, would you tour at all?
That's a good question. Yeah, I probably would, but...
I mean, from what you just said, the band may not be that good if you don't tour with them.
That's so, right. I think that's got to be... That work's got to be done, you know.
Yeah. It must be a pain in the ass.
Yeah, it is, but I mean... It's good for the group, otherwise you're not sort of creating anything, I don't think.
Yeah.
Also, it's unfair on other musicians, you know.
Do you worry about the state of the music industry? In terms of...
I've stopped worrying about that a long time ago. Can you pass me one of them Heinekens, please?
We've got to open it down.
Another double?
No.
Do you worry that there'll be a time when you won't be able to sell records because nobody will buy records and you'll just have to tour?
No, I think we've got that sorted out a long time ago. I think people are going back to vinyl a lot.
I have been buying nothing but vinyl.
That's funny, that.
For the most part.
It's a very well covered up thing, you know. Like,
yeah. Well, the majors don't want that to happen because that's... Expensive.
Yeah.
It's expensive.
No, but, you know, in Britain, I'm a member of the PRS, the MCPS, and the bloody Songwriters Association, you know, I get these big, you know, big magazines bigger than that, you know, like that, with all these people, like, congratulating themselves and about, and most of the articles are about downloading and all that, and shit like that. But we earned £1 billion, you know, then I get my royalty check for £51, you know what I mean? But on the regular news, they actually said, you know, CDs are collapsing.
Right. And really, and
what's the business news in Britain? It says vinyl's gone up 10%.
Yeah.
CDs have gone down 20%.
You listen to records at home?
I've got a little mono player, that's great.
Right.
Got it a couple of years, it's marvellous. Just hope it keeps going. You could tell the wheat from the chaff on that, so.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I have a friend who has a...
I've had a test pressing of that one that was the first country on the clay. I had a test pressing on vinyl. You put it on, it sounds so fucking shit. You understand me?
Right.
You know, it's coming through one, you know, it's like, this can't go out.
I've got... One of my best friends has... I don't know if you have Fisher-Price toys.
Right.
But they have a Fisher-Price record player that was for kids.
Mm.
And it sounds really...
I don't know what I was talking about. Like, yeah. This is why I fell.
And they sound... Yeah.
We wanted one of them. There's the one of them, didn't they?
Yeah, they're also in Japan. They're the plastic ones.
Yeah.
You play 7 inches on them.
But like, real good rock music sounds really great on it.
That's right, yeah. You can hear the cymbals and everything.
Yeah.
And it's like straight down the line. You get a CD and it's all like that.
Yeah.
So, you know, the bass drum is the same level as the lead vocal. Which is why it comes across on the radio as a fuzz to me.
Yeah.
Because I'm not a musician, but, you know, it's like...
You're not a musician?
No, I'm not. You can see why it happens like that, because, you know, if the guitarist wants to do 8 overdubs, you will hear it on a CD. I mean, but who wants to hear it, really?
Yeah. Yeah. Back to...
Maybe my ear's a bit acute, you know. I mean, it turned a New York station last night. The shit they were playing, it was like, so... What was it, that album? It was like Justin Timberlake or something. I thought it was like...
It was from the 80s.
It wasn't even... It was like... it was appalling. It was like sort of... You know, Steely Dan, for instance, something like that. It's sort of like your dad listens to. But it was dead sloppy. And you could hear it, you know, where they... When the keyboard's coming, it sounded like bloody Beethoven was playing it. And, like, the guy's vocal was all over the place, you know. And it went on for ages. There's no editing in it, you know.
Yeah.
And I thought it was just some, like... 75 group, but it was like a group was quite popular, you know.
A new group?
Yeah, well, we fell asleep with them before. I don't know what the name was. It says there's 6 of their tracks, and I thought, you have to listen, you had to find out who it was.
Yeah,
some of it sounded like Led Zepp, some of it sounded solo. It was like, we can't make the fucking minds up.
Right, yeah.
And you think, oh, it's a demo set, but it wasn't. It was like, top 10 shit, you know.
Yeah. I just want to go back.
It did the trick though, it got you to sleep, you know. I mean, maybe that's what people want.
To go to sleep?
Yeah.
I think a lot of people want to go to sleep. Yeah. Going back to electronics, The Unutterable had a lot of electronics on it. Was that produced by Grant Showbiz?
Yeah.
When you... Do you go through waves of wanting more and less electronics? Because it seems that since that point, you've taken them out.
Yeah. Well, as I said before,
they're
not done properly, it doesn't work.
Right. Do you think that it worked on The Unutterable to make you happy enough?
I thought half of it worked, too.
Yeah. Yeah. It's a good record.
Oh, very much so, yeah.
Yeah. And with the new mix of the US version of the new Fall LP.
Yeah, the real new Fall LP.
Yeah, the real new Fall LP.
It's hard to keep up with that.
You use computers, but who does that?
Well, Ding does it, and Eleanor does it.
Yeah, I don't use digital stuff.
You only use analog stuff. Yeah. Seeing you is really funny because it brings back that sort of analog sound that one thinks of as really, really early Fall, in a way. In a new context.
Yeah, you don't have that, you know, pre-programmed sound so much, because much of the new stuff sounds the same, because they use the same equipment. I like that, you know.
What equipment do you like? What sounds good to you?
The simpler, the better.
Simpler, the better.
Yeah.
What are these?
Yeah.
Yeah?
It's funny with the group, because they're like discovering reel to reel and all that sort of thing.
Right. But
you know, like the stuff people just tell you to throw away 10 years ago, they want it, you know?
Yeah.
Because, you know, I've got all reel to reel stuff, and you play it, it's great. Even when it's like...
It's also fun,
you know, it's like me on the guitar, you know, crap me, you know, but it's got an atmosphere to it.
Do you ever play the guitar on stage?
Not anymore, no.
Why? Just don't want to do it.
Don't think they'll let me.
Yeah, all right. you've often said that the UK is, I mean, that The Fall is a quintessentially British band. Does it amaze you that there are so many fans in the world who may not get all of the British references and the Britishness of The Fall?
Used to worry me, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, I'm not asking if it worried you, does it amaze you? I mean, can you, does it?
I don't know. Believe it or not, there's a lot of British people who don't understand it at all.
So why do you think?
I was amazed, really, like when we used to play Belgium and that, you know. Yeah. Used to get like 18-year-old blokes who were conscripted in the Belgian army. They knew exactly what was getting at. On like Hit Priest or Hit the North,
right.
You know? Whereas a London journalist hasn't got a clue, he's just thinking,
right.
It's me going mad, you know?
Right.
And their English isn't particularly good in Belgium,
right? Right.
Yeah, it's strange.
Well, maybe it doesn't matter.
I like to keep it a bit secret as well.
Right.
What I'm talking about.
You succeed.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Not as much as the fella I heard on last night on the radio. What the hell he was going on about, I don't know. I was like, oh baby, he's having an orgasm in one bit, then he was Al Green in one bit, then it was Led Zepp, then it was Elton John, the only one song.
Yeah. Where would you say the most rabid Fall fans live? Where do you always feel like I want to go back there?
Yorkshire.
Yeah. Why do you think that's the case?
Oh, it's always been the case.
Is it? Yorkshire's pretty working class.
The old miners and shit like that.
Yeah.
I can't explain it, no.
Yeah. Okay. I don't know if they have one.
Texas, and it's weird about places like us, New Zealand. But,
yeah. New Zealand. Yeah,
top 7.
You can't listen to any of the New Zealand sound, really, without thinking about The Fall.
Probably, in a way. Yeah.
The Velvet Underground and The Fall. Those are the two big things that when you listen to Flying Nun stuff.
That's right, yeah.
Yeah. For me.
Well, the Kiwis, they always wear black all the time.
Do they? I've never been there.
Yeah, it's just... I hopefully don't have to go there again.
I think that's probably all I have.
Thank you very much.
I really appreciate it.
Yeah, I did enjoy that.
Yeah. Okay.
Yorkshire.
All right.
Working class hero.
Not anymore.